This is the Daily Creative. March 15th, your intended audience. If you were to ask many creative pros in the midst of a project who they're making it for, their answer might be, well, our target audience is, or our most coveted segment is, or our demographic research shows that. This is how we've been trained to think about targeting the work. It's about reaching groups of people who are sympathetic to our products or services. That said, having a vague target in mind when creating something is often more distracting than helpful. Your aim lacks specificity and nuance. Groups don't use your product or service. Individuals do. I often encourage people who make things to think about a very specific person they are making it for. Don't envision a group, a demographic, or a psychographic, but one real person. I've written all my books to individuals pretending I was sitting across the table from them offering advice. Your intended audience for your work shapes how you make decisions and how you foresee that work finding its place in the world. Don't allow your work to be watered down by a lack of specificity. Creative work resonates most deeply when crafted for an audience of one. Here's today's question. Consider a project you're working on at the moment. Who, a specific individual, is a good intended audience for the work that you're creating?